When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
James Gunn comments on the Absolute Batman logo controversy. Marvel is launching a new Infinity Watch comic. Rob Liefeld is done with Marvel. This is Comic Book Club News for August 26, 2024. James Gunn has responded to comments on the new Absolute Batman logo. And as you might expect, things went awry before they got better. The new logo was previously revealed back at San Diego Comic-Con, but it set off a firestorm this past Thursday when DC Comics highlighted it along with other logos and covers for their new line of Absolute Universe comics. The Batman logo eschews the typical bat symbol for a blockier look, with spikes coming out of a rectangle. Fans have been less than pleased, and one took to Threads to complain to DC Studios head James Gunn. Said the fan, quote, "As a fan of Batman, I beg you, please change the Batman logo. It looks awful. I love the Superman one." Gunn responded, quote, "I have no jurisdiction over the comics." Naturally, because this is the internet, Gunn's comment, which is accurate, was taken as a negative slant on the logo. In reaction to the controversy, the fan later posted, quote, "I sincerely apologize that my comment has escalated like this. Honestly, I'm a massive fan, as you probably already worked out." To which Gunn responded, quote, "Absolutely no worries. All respectful comments are good with me, regardless of whether I agree with them or not, or whether they're correct or incorrect." As for the writer of the book, Scott Snyder, he's been having fun with the backlash, joking on X, formerly known as Twitter, regarding the logo, quote, "Every angry tweet only makes it grow 1% bigger." Absolute Batman number one, controversial logo and all, hits stores on October 9, 2024. Marvel is launching a new comic in December titled Infinity Watch. And curiously, that info was hidden all the way at the bottom of the publisher's November solicits. Spinning out of the currently running Infinity Watch annuals, the new series doesn't have anything other than the title in the solicit text. However, Penguin Random House lists a slew of other info about the upcoming comic. Per the distributor, the book will be written by Derek Landy with art by Rauiri Coleman. Here's the synopsis for issue 1, which definitely features spoilers for the end of the annual crossover. Quote, "Who is the most powerful? Sorry, Thor. Sorry, Hulk. These are the 7 most powerful people in the universe, each wielding one of the embodiments of all power in existence, the Infinity Stones. Half of the Stone Bearers are villains, and the other half certainly aren't Hall of Fame heroes. So what does this mean for the Marvel Universe? If Star has anything to say about it, we can start calling it the Star Universe. Can Colleen Wing or Phil Coulson possibly tilt the balance towards good? The first issue will feature a Jim Starlin hidden gem variant cover, a David Baldion handbook homage variant cover, a Bangus Marvel vs. Capcom variant cover, and 2 more TBD. It will hit stores on December 4, 2024. Rob Liefeld previously said that he was done drawing Deadpool after the currently running Deadpool team-up. However, the writer-artist has now revealed that at the conclusion of the miniseries, he's done working for Marvel entirely. Liefeld announced this on X, formerly known as Twitter, on August 22nd, teasing that, quote, "Deadpool team-up number 3, you will want to take this journey. It's my last Marvel work. Issue number 1 is out next Wednesday, August 28th. To provide some clarity here, Liefeld will be writing and penciling all 5 issues of the series, which will run until December. A day later, he further explained the decision, stating, quote, "I'll have completed 180 pages or more in 2024. I don't anticipate I have more than 5 more years writing, penciling, inking at that rate. Simply put, it's getting harder. My extreme catalog beckons is a priority. Maybe some bucket list stuff in between. Hi, Thundar. But doing Marvel work for hire is not an option. The stuff I've been doing, stuff with my creations, involves equity. An FF run, a Wolverine story, not wise use of whatever time I have left over the next 5 years." While this is far from the point of this news item, it's interesting that Liefeld is floating Thundar the Barbarian, a longtime dream property of his, just after Dynamite announced they'll be publishing the first ever comic version of the character at San Diego Comic-Con. And in that announcement, they did not note a creator behind the comic. Regardless of what he does next, don't expect Liefeld on Wolverine or Fantastic Four, or Deadpool, ever again. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And I guess we'll see what happens, because you can't spell Liefeld without lie. Or Feld, for that matter. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.